First, an attack attributed to Boko Haram happened Tuesday at a marketplace in the northeastern city of Yola. And just now, reports are breaking of another in Kano. What's the latest?
Well, it's let me take it from the last one in Kano at a very crowded market. An explosion occurred in the heat of trading. And I spoke with some eyewitnesses who said the death toll will be about between 15 and 20. In this incident, there were actually two suicide bombers. One detonated the bomb inside the market, and the other one detonated his bomb out just at the gate of the market. Both attacks were carried out by teenagers. The previous attack in Yola, that claimed about 32 lives.
There have been a number of high-profile Boko Haram attacks, including the hundreds of girls abducted from a school in Chibok and the raising of an entire community in Baga Town. As many as 2,000 people were killed there. Update us on those events, and can you place them in the context of the full scope of the Boko Haram insurgency?
Well, for the past incidents, like the case of the schoolgirls, like the case of Baga, where about 2,000 people were killed, I think the Nigerian government and the military, as much as possible, they are trying to look beyond what has happened in the past. The priority now for them is to actually stop this insurgency. And that is what they are doing. We've been reading in the past months of how much territory is being taken back from Boko Haram. And for many of us, we are really surprised to know that Boko Haram occupied such a large territory in Nigeria. I mean, the military never accepted this in the past, but now with the successes they are making, we are beginning to understand how much damage Boko Haram has done. But then sadly, I mean, when we look at the past, it's such that there's hardly any remedy. The 219 girls are more or less missing more than a year now. And there's no information as to where they are. So many people have been killed. So many people are still being held captive, just like the schoolgirls. And so it's quite a sad situation that Nigeria found itself in a situation like this, where you have as many as 2 million internally displaced people, so many people dead, so many people rendered homeless. And on top of that, you have these innocent schoolgirls that have been missing for more than a year now.
Sam Olukoya, you mentioned the millions of people displaced. As territory is retaken, are they able to return home?
It's been quite a difficult addressing the plight of more than 2 million people. Some have tried to return home, but then there's a high degree of insecurity. Apart from the major towns, the villages are not very safe. And I would say that most of those who have been displaced are from villages which are not safe, even though the military has driven Boko Haram out of those areas. But at night, the Boko Haram insurgents will normally go there and kill whoever they find there. And many of these stories are hardly reported. These killings go on almost every day. So this has actually discouraged people from going back home. So many of them are in refugee camps. Many of them are staying with friends. Some are across the border in Chad, in Cameroon, and Niger. And I think that we've been a bit lucky here that the region where this thing happened, there are people who are not particularly interested in migration. Otherwise, we will have seen something at the level of we are seeing in Syria and Iraq. I agree that a lot of Nigerians want to go abroad. But where this insurgency is happening, the Nigerians living there are not those whose culture is to travel far from home. So to some extent, it's been difficult coping with these people, attending to their needs. So most times, they are just on their own trying to survive.
Boko Haram has been waging its multinational attempt to create an Islamic State since 2009. In April, the four countries you mentioned joined forces to combat the militant group. Just last week, Nigerian President Buhari was in Yola, where he said Boko Haram was close to defeat. How effective has the effort really been, and have you seen any substantive difference in strategy since President Buhari took office?
Well, I think the authorities in Nigeria and the three other neighboring countries where Boko Haram has a presence have really done a lot in the last couple of months to combat Boko Haram. I would say that the big success has been the ability to recover quite a large chunk of territory that had been under Boko Haram occupation. And so with this increased collaboration, they have been able to starve Boko Haram of territory. And I think many Nigerians now realize that to effectively combat this group, one of the key things you need is to take as much territory as possible from this group. And that will make it unable to really organize, to really get recruit. So in as much as they've been starved of territory, that is one victory. But the other victory will be the issue of these suicide bombings we are talking about. Rather than decrease, the suicide bombings have increased. And I think that is a reaction to the fact that they are losing territory and there's a desperation to show that they are still very, very much effective. The battle or the war against Boko Haram will only be completed once all the territories are taken from them and they have no place to launch their attacks. But so long as they still have some territories under their control, I think it will be extremely difficult to say that the war is over. Agreed that the Nigerian president gave the military a three-month deadline, which should expire in December, to quell the insurgency. Well, I don't know whether all the territories will be taken over as by that date. But even then, so long as Boko Haram still have territories across the border, it means they can still launch attacks into Nigeria. So not until all four countries concerned have taken over territories from this group before we can say that, yes, we've attained a success of defeating the group.
That's Sam Olukoya, FSRN's longtime correspondent based in Lagos, Nigeria. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.